A Wisconsin court took arguments on a case involving a Canadian pipeline company yesterday afternoon. Enbridge Energy Line 61 carries crude oil through Wisconsin, and the company is poised to triple its capacity. Dane County wants the company to carry extra insurance in case its residents are impacted by a potential spill. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Benz says yesterday's state Supreme Court hearing comes after 5 years of debate.
In 2014, Enbridge applied for a permit from Dane County. It would be the site of one of the pumping stations the company needed to triple the flow of Canadian tar sands oil in Line 61 from Superior to a terminal in Illinois. Some people were concerned about the environmental risks posed by 1.2 million barrels of crude oil flowing through the underground pipeline every day. That included Carl Whiting, a member of a climate action group called 350 Madison. He showed me the pumping station site in rural Dane County back in January 2015, as I reported on the story.
You have to understand that Line 61, at its full flow rate, will fill an Olympic size swimming pool three times over and be working on a fourth in a single hour. I don't even want to imagine what would happen to any of these wetlands or tributaries that this pipeline crosses were there to be a breach of this massive pipeline.
Concern was heightened because of a 2010 Enbridge rupture. It happened in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and resulted in $1.2 billion in damages. While reporting in early 2015, Enbridge spokesperson Becky Hazy told me that the Kalamazoo disaster prompted Enbridge to retool every facet of its safety and emergency system. And Hazy described Line 61 as a state-of-the-art system.
Being constructed in 2007, that's a new pipeline system. It has the latest construction technology available. It has epoxy-applied anti-corrosive coatings. It's got variable frequency drives. It has, you know, any number of things that we're now retrofitting our other pipelines to meet those new standards.
The environmental group 350 Madison wasn't appeased. It urged Dane County officials to build a condition in its permit that would require Enbridge to provide special insurance in case of a spill. The county zoning committee settled on a $25 million environmental liability policy. Republican lawmakers swooped in. They inserted a last-minute provision in the 2015 state budget. It bars counties from requiring interstate hazardous liquid pipelines to obtain additional insurance. A group of Dane County residents who live close to the Enbridge pipeline filed a lawsuit. The case has been bouncing from court to court ever since. Now the state Supreme Court has to puzzle out how to draw a line in the sand between state law and local control. Attorney Patricia Hamill represents the landowners who live closest to the pipeline. She told the justices, if there is a spill, it's not clear Enbridge is carrying adequate insurance to cover their homes, families, and properties.
Their insurance expired May 1st, 2015. The insurance that the coverage summary was no longer the insurance that they had May 1st, July 1st, December 1st, or at any subsequent time. Enbridge has to produce proof of insurance on demand.
Eric McLeod dismissed Hamill's concerns. McLeod represents Enbridge and says it is carrying even more insurance now than it did during early negotiations with Dane County.
At the December hearing before the county board, Enbridge's counsel pointed out to the county board, quote, Enbridge has $700 million worth of general liability insurance, which includes sudden and accidental pollution coverage. That, by the way, has been raised to $860 million.
Whether the company has its way or the people rests in the hands of the state Supreme Court. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.